you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
girls, can you guess why they call these parties mixers?
We're mixing, Mrs. Garrett.
Sure you are, with each other.
Well, we haven't seen each other since breakfast, and we got a lot of catching up to do.
Look, kids, mixing's easy. All you have to do is walk up to a boy and start a simple conversation. Hi, I'm Edna, and who might you be?
I might be Tatum O'Neill if I was lucky.
Why waste that sippy sense of humor on me when you could be sharing it with them?
She's right, Nat.
That's the spirit. Now, go on, be sociable.
Go on.
Shall we take a shot at it, Nat? I don't know. It looks much easier in Teen Magazine. What's the matter? You never have trouble talking to people. I know I'm terrific in groups, but one-on-one, especially with a boy.
That's silly. Why don't you go over and talk to,
him. Maybe he's waiting for somebody.
Maybe he's waiting for you.
What is with you? Do you get a finder's fee or something? Hello. You know, you're one lucky guy. The guy I was supposed to talk to was called away on an emergency. His pet snake had a heart attack. The vet thinks it's stress, but I think it's cholesterol. Hi, I'm Natalie Green.
Hi, I'm Neil Richards. I'm a sophomore at Bates.
No, I thought you were here to check the gas meter. Just a little joke there. But stick around, I get much funnier.
You've got a real good sense of humor.
So do you.
But I haven't said anything funny.
Oh, you will. If not today, maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
What time?
Well, maybe we could study together or something.
Terrific.
You know, you're different than most of these girls.
Thank you.
Well, all they care about is how they look, and you don't care about that at all. I didn't mean it that way. Look, how about meeting me at the library tomorrow at 4 o'clock?
After class, but before cocktails, right?
Right.
Feeling.
You got it. Right. I'll see you. Bye.
Tootie.
Details, Nat. I want details.
Tootie, you won't believe this, but I think I just swept someone off his feet.
Where can Natalie be? It's almost 6 o'clock.
She's at the library studying with Neil.
I don't like it.
What if something happened to her?
Maybe she fell off one of those rolling ladders. She's lying there, buried under the complete works of Shakespeare.
Hi.
Natalie, you're back! How was it? Are you in love? Are you going steady? Are you engaged? Did you argue? Was there another woman?
Did he break it off or did you? Oh, Natalie, I'm so sorry, but never mind. You'll find somebody else.
Tootie, stick a sock in it.
Come on, Natalie, tell us everything. Wait, we'd better sit down for this.
Come on, right here.
Well, it was just like in the movies. We met at the library. He picked out a private table in the corner. We opened our algebra books. And before I knew it, his was touching mine.
What?
His algebra book was touching my algebra book. Right there on the library table in front of everybody. And then... and then it happened. Neil asked me out.
Your first real date!
Congratulations.
That's terrific.
How do you feel? Nauseous.
Why?
Studying in the library is easy. Neil asked me out on a bona fide go to the movies, have a hamburger, walk home through the park date.
Finally, something exciting to put in your diary.
Yeah, but I did some quick figuring. We'll be together for at least 4 hours. I really like him, but what are we going to talk about for 4 hours?
Don't worry about it. You can't talk in the movies, and there's 2 hours right there. Can't talk when you go to eat. You're going to be chewing.
And you won't be talking in the park. You'll be too busy looking out for muggers. Thanks for the help, you guys. But face it, I'm doomed.
Oh, Natalie. Natalie.
All is not lost. You just happen to be rooming with the one person who can teach you everything you need to know about conversation, charm, and popularity. Thanks, Blair. As I see it, there's no secret to a successful date. It just
please.
Takes...
Please. To you, a successful date is arm wrestling at Shakey's. Just remember, I haven't been dateless since 1979. Can anyone else in this room make that claim?
Blair, help me, please.
Just do as I say, and Neil will be putty in your hands. Have we ever discussed these? Whoops. Oh.
Hi, girls.
Hey, Mrs. G. What's happening?
Well, I've been thinking of changing my profession from school nutritionist to answering service. I've been taking phone messages from boys all day long. Here. These are for you.
Thank you.
Natalie.
Neil called. That's sweet.
I guess he enjoyed studying with you yesterday.
Tom called? Henry? Ryan? Are you sure they weren't asking for Blair?
Yeah, maybe you misunderstood.
Blair? Natalie? No, they don't sound anything alike. Besides, they were all very specific. Tom wanted to study with Natalie tomorrow. Henry wants help with algebra Thursday, and Brian was really desperate. He'll take any time you have left. Well, I'll get it. I've worn a pass.
I don't believe it. What am I going to do? I don't have that much homework.
Hey, relax. I'll give you mine.
Claire, it's for you.
Well, that's more like it. Thank you. Hello. Oh, hello, Johnny. Did you miss me as much as I missed you? Natalie. What about Natalie?
What about me?
Shh, Natalie, I'm trying to listen.
He did?
He didn't. Well, thanks a lot for telling me, Johnny. Yeah, bye.
What's up, Blair?
I don't know how to say this, Natalie.
Blair, what is going on?
The reason Natalie's been getting all those study dates is because... Well, Neil's been saying she's...
She's great in algebra.
No, it was more like real easy to get along with. If you know what I mean, real easy.
You mean he's saying that I? That he? That we? How could he say that?
I guess he just opened his big mouth.
And I thought Neil was such a nice kid.
I don't believe he'd do that to me. What am I gonna do?
Where I come from, we get your brother to break both his legs.
Girls' physical violence is not the solution.
Mrs. Garrett, a girl's gotta protect her reputation.
She's right.
Yeah, I'm ruined. I'll never be able to show my face around here again. Do they list convents in the Yellow Pages?
Natalie, you gotta set the record straight. Give Neil a piece of your mind and tell him and those other boys you don't ever want to see them again.
Mrs. Garrett, you're making a very good case for the convent.
Don't you worry, Natalie. There'll be lots of other boys. So many, they'll have to take a number.
You know, when you stop to think about this whole thing, it is kind of silly.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, anyone who knows you isn't going to believe it for a minute.
You really think so?
Well, of course. I mean, imagine. You as a sex symbol. Sex symbol. That is funny.
Lottie Anderson, watch it. It is kind of silly.
Silly. It's hysterical. It's ludicrous.
It's not that funny. Natalie, it's for you. It's Neil. Tell him off, Nat.
Yeah, blast him good.
And don't mince words. Tell Neil you wouldn't go out with him Saturday night if he paid you. Well, you know what I mean.
Hi, Neil. Saturday night? Sure, we're still on. 7 o'clock's fine. See you then. Bye.
Natalie, what are you doing?
You gone crazy?
No. I've come to my senses. Everybody thinks this is so funny. Well, I'm gonna make believers out of all of you. From now on, it's goodbye, Natalie. Hello, Hot Lips.
It's true. Natalie's got a date with Neil tomorrow night. I guess Saturday night isn't the loneliest night of the week for girls like Natalie.
At first, I didn't believe it, but Roger swears that every boy at Bates is trying to get a date with her.
Of course they are. You know what they're saying about Natalie?
What are they saying about Natalie?
Aw, oh, come on, Tootie. Natalie's getting a worse reputation than Home Run Helen.
Hey, watch your mouth. Natalie's our friend.
I wouldn't brag about it if I were you. Talk about available. I heard she went out with Tom on Tuesday and Henry on Wednesday.
And she was with Brian yesterday.
Those were just study dates in the afternoon.
You can do in the afternoon what you do at night.
You can't say that. Natalie's pure as the driven snow.
Hot stuff coming.
Natalie, I don't understand you. With Neil soiling your good name, why did you make those study dates with the other boys?
It's more fun than studying alone.
Things are not going well here. They're dragging your name through the gutter. I think I'm going to have to hit somebody.
Who asked you to defend my honor?
I think I'm going to have to hit you.
Oh, Natalie, I hear you've got a hot date with Neil tomorrow night.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Thanks, Nancy. That gives me a lot of leeway.
Look who's talking.
Natalie, tell them you're not doing anything wrong.
Yes, Natalie, tell us you're not doing anything wrong.
Let me put it this way. I'm having a good time.
Don't pay any attention to those jerks.
Natalie Green, the makeout queen.
Well, I love it. You know, she should be rooming with Home Run Helen.
Can I take your tray, Helen?
Thanks.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Does it bother you when they call you Home Run Helen?
Not anymore.
Can I ask you another question? What does it mean when they call you Home Run Helen?
Just what you think it means. Hey, don't let those girls get to you. They're just jealous.
Don't you mind that they don't want to be your friends?
Who needs them? I may not have a lot of friends, but I have a lot of company. Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you do it?
Well, for the same reason you do it.
But you're so popular.
Well, you're popular too.
No, I'm just busy. See you later.
Make way for the trash!
Natalie, you gotta stop talking like that.
Look, Nat, I don't know what you're trying to prove, but people are starting to believe those rumors about you.
Well, maybe the rumors are true. Maybe it's not so impossible that Natalie Green is a sex symbol.
We never said it was impossible.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I believe you said it was funny. Hysterical. And I believe ludicrous was the word you used, Blair. Well, nobody's laughing now.
Natalie, the girls have been filling me in on what's going on. Don't you think this has gone far enough?
Mrs. Garrett, I don't want to talk to you now.
Good. I'll do all the talking. Natalie, I know what you've been doing.
I haven't been doing anything.
I know that, too. But for the past few days, you've been letting people believe that you have, encouraging them to believe it. And now I know why. Are you that mad at the girls?
They laughed at me, Mrs. Garrett. They couldn't believe I could be popular with boys.
No. They couldn't believe that you would do what Neil said you were doing to be popular with the boys.
I think there's a subtle difference there.
I think there's a world of difference there. Natalie, you're going to have a lot of choices in your life. But you're never going to be happy with the ones you make out of spite.
Natalie. Neil's downstairs. He wants to see you. Our date's not until tomorrow night. I better go see what he wants.
Natalie, I don't know if all those rumors are true or not, and I don't care. You're still my best friend.
Spill it. What do you want to talk to Natalie about?
I don't have to tell you.
Oh, I think it's a good idea. Just think of me as one of the guys. Natalie's brother.
What are you talking about?
Let me explain. If you don't leave Natalie alone, I'm going to let her break both your legs.
I am going to leave her alone.
Before or after your date?
I'm canceling our date.
Why?
Because he likes to walk.
Everyone's talking about your hot dates with all those other guys, and the truth is, you've got a bad reputation.
I didn't do anything. anything with those guys.
Well, that's not what I heard.
So what? I didn't do anything with you either. That's not what I heard.
Well...
Yeah, you've been telling everyone you hit a home run when you never even got to first base.
You don't understand. I was under a lot of pressure. It was my first date, and the guys were grilling me, and you know how it is.
No, we don't. How is it?
I'd like to know, too.
I wanted the guys to think I was cool and experienced, so I embellished.
Lied.
That, too. But, honest, I didn't think they'd call you, and I sure as heck didn't think you'd go out with them. And they all came back with these stories.
And you believed them?
You mean those guys lied? Why?
The same reason you did, Twerp.
Yeah. How would it look if they came back with nothing after a nerd like you says he hit a homer?
That's true. But I was protecting my reputation.
What about my reputation? All my life, I've been told to be a good girl. It was easy to do. Up until now, I never had a date. Now, after one innocent trip to the library, all those years of hard work go down the tubes. Why? I'll tell you why. Because you spent those same years being told, you gotta make out, get a rep as a ladies' man. I'm a victim of macho malpractice. I think I have to sit down.
Well, you certainly told him. Yeah, you want to help me with my speech on Hitler's rise to power?
Natalie, you're right. It was a rotten thing to do.
I understand what you were going through.
You do?
In a way, I was going through the same thing. I was so worried about the other girls thinking I couldn't be popular with the boys that I went out with anybody, no matter who asked me or why.
I guess we were both doing the same thing.
It's what Teen Magazine calls reacting to peer group pressure.
I really do think you're a great girl.
Yeah.
Didn't we enjoy being with each other?
Yeah.
Well, what do you say we just forgive and forget?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. Saying you're sorry isn't enough, Neil.
What do you want me to do?
How about leaving town?
How about 2 dozen roses and a strand of pearls?
Listen, Neil, it didn't take you long to tell those lies. Let's see how long it takes you to untell them.
Oh, Natalie, that'd be so humiliating for me.
I know, Neil, but you'll live through it. I did.
I guess I owe it to you. All right, I will. And Natalie, I'm sorry.
Natalie, I couldn't have handled that better myself. Well, not much better.
I would have leaned on him a little more. But you did okay.
You know, I can't wait till he's told everybody the truth. And humiliated himself. And comes crawling back to me on his hands and knees. 'Cause then I can go out with him again.